It's okay. We're all tangled up. But we're tangled together.
Where's conference?
Just starting, right here. Actually, we were just, Eric and I were just speaking with Tomáš Kriška from Viera Church. And he has a great passion for marriage ministry.
A má veľkú túžbu a víziu pre to, aby robil službu s manželskými pármi.
And I agree with him.
A súhlasím s ním.
So hopefully in the near future we'll do some things together with Viera Church in terms of some opportunities to talk about marriage, whether you're married or not.
A dúfam, že v blízkej budúcnosti budeme mať nejaké príležitosti, aby sme robili veci ohľadom manželstva, či už ste ženatí, vydatá, alebo nie.
But that's not our topic tonight.
Ale dnes večer o tom nebudeme
hovoriť. Let's do this. Let's pray again.
Znovu sa pomodlíme.
If we were a ship, we'd all be sinking here.
Ak by sme boli loď, tak by sme sa na tú stranu prevážali.
All right, okay, let's get calm and spiritual again. All right. Lord, you know we really need you.
Pane, ty vieš, že ťa skutočne potrebujeme.
Lord, we absolutely don't need to hear from me. We need to hear from you tonight.
A vôbec nepotrebujeme počuť odo mňa. Potrebujeme počuť od teba dnes večer.
So we ask that you would speak to us through your word, Lord, and the things about your life here on earth.
A tak ťa prosím, aby si prehovoril k nám veci zo svojho slova o tom, ako si žil tu na tomto svete.
Lord, that it would change us and it would inspire us to be just like you.
Aby nás to zmenilo a inšpirovalo, aby sme mohli byť podobní tebe.
Lord, but we need more than just inspiration, Lord, we need your spirit.
A potrebujeme viac len nejakú, ako nejakú inšpiráciu, potrebujeme tvojho ducha.
So we ask for your spirit more this week.
A tak ťa prosím, aby si nám dal viac zo svojho ducha tento týždeň.
That we'd have the ability to actually live out the things that we hear about tonight.
Aby sme boli schopní žiť veci, o ktorých si budeme dnes večer hovoriť.
In your great name, amen.
V tvojom dobrom mene. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so if you have a Bible, please open to. Yeah. If you have a Bible, Ivetka, please open to Matthew chapter 3.
Ivetka.
I see this is gonna. See, it's gonna be a little bit more difficult than I expected.
I'm smart, Alex. So.
All right. Matthew chapter 3. Now last week we kind of mentioned a holiday that happened on Thursday.
Minulý týždeň sme si spomenuli nejaký sviatok, ktorý sa stal tento štvrtok.
If it's, I think in Slovak it's what, Three Kings Day.
Yeah. V slovenčine sú to Traja králi.
And I love these holidays where you have a day off of work, right?
A ja milujem takéto sviatky, keď nemusíte ísť do roboty.
Well, you know, I've lived here in Slovakia for almost 10 years and I've asked people, what is Three Kings Day about?
A žil som teda na Slovensku skoro 10 rokov a vždy som sa pýtal ľudí, že o čom je tento sviatok?
And the best answer I've gotten so far is it's the day that you take your Christmas tree down.
Čo som dostal je, že vtedy sa dáva vianočný stromček dole.
And I figured there's got to be more, we're not having a day off for that. There's got to be more to it.
A ja som zistil, že asi je viacej k tomu sviatku, nejaký význam patrí.
Although it is
len to, že máme si odzdobiť vianočný stromček.
Although it is the day that we did take our tree down.
Keď to bol, keď sme si, no.
Yes, it was.
Keď sme si dali stromček dole.
We started. Okay, anyways. All right. Detailed oriented person. Big idea oriented person. Anyways, we'll argue this later.
Okay.
All right. Okay, anyways. In English, we have a different name for this holiday.
V angličtine my máme trošku iný názov tohto sviatku.
And we call it Epiphany.
Voláme to Epiphany.
Which basically means to show or to manifest or to illuminate.
Čo znamená ukázať, osvietiť,
Illuminate.
osvietiť.
Mm-hmm.
And purpose
to make known.
A zjaviť alebo oboznámiť.
And if you were in a traditional church, this celebration would revolve around one of three stories.
A ak by ste boli v jednom z tradičných zborov, tak na tento sviatok by sa kázala jedna z troch kázni.
And although it wasn't exactly planned this way, we've actually looked at all three, we're going to be looking at all three stories.
A i keď som to neplánoval, tak dnes večer sa pozrieme na všetky tri tieto príbehy.
We looked at the coming of the Magi to Jesus a few weeks ago.
Pred pár týždňami sme si pozreli ten príbeh, kde tí mudrci alebo ešte ako to nazvať?
Mágovia.
Mm-hmm. A prišli za Pánom Ježišom.
And this is where the church would say, you know, this is where Jesus was being made known to the Gentiles.
A toto môžeme povedať, že Pán Ježiš bol zjavený pohanom, alebo sa
Mm-hmm. The other story was the wedding at Cana, which we talked about last week.
Ďalší príbeh je svadba v Káne Galilejskej, o ktorej sme si tiež hovorili minulý týždeň.
And the last story is what we're going to look at tonight, and this is the baptism of Jesus.
A posledný príbeh je tiež, ktorý si pozrieme teraz, je pokrstenie Pána Ježiša.
And it's simply the point where Jesus's ministry got started.
A je to vlastne začiatok služby Pána Ježiša.
And I think it does show us something really deep and important for us.
A ja si myslím, že nám to ukazuje niečo veľmi hlboké a dôležité pre nás.
Because, you know, we're called to be like Jesus.
Pretože sme povolaní aj my, aby sme boli podobní Pánovi Ježišovi.
And we're called to do things like the way that Jesus does things.
A aj sme povolaní do toho, aby sme robili veci spôsobom, ako to robil Pán Ježiš.
And I think all of us in some way are involved in ministry, involved in serving.
A myslím si, že každý jeden z nás určitým spôsobom je zapojený do nejakej služby.
And we need to serve like Jesus served.
A aj my potrebujeme slúžiť tak, ako Pán Ježiš slúžil.
So we're going to look at kind of the, what would be the beginning of Jesus' ministry, maybe the first few weeks, few months of Jesus' ministry.
Čiže si pozrieme tých prvých pár týždňov, pár mesiacov služby Pána Ježiša.
And see what kind of light is shown on how to do ministry today.
A trošku možno si posvietime také svetlo, že ako robiť službu aj v dnešných dňoch.
What is the mission of City Light Church?
Čo je aj misiou, poslaním nášho zboru City Light?
How can we do things properly?
Ako môžeme veci robiť správne?
Because if you go, especially if you're in the States, but even here in Slovakia it's starting to become this way.
A hlavne ak ste v Spojených štátoch, ale aj tu na Slovensku to už začalo byť.
Is there's okay. All sorts of seminars and guest speakers who come here to talk about how to do plant a church or how to do ministry.
A prichádzajú rôzni hostia, rôzni ľudia, ktorí hovoria o tom, ako zakladať nové zbory, ako robiť správne služby a misiu a tak ďalej a tak ďalej.
There's libraries full of how to do ministry.
A sú plné knižnice kníh popísaných o tom, ako robiť službu.
And some of them are great books.
Niektoré z nich sú super knihy.
Some of them you just use to, you know, keep papers from blowing away.
or
the projector from propped up.
Niektoré sú super knihy a niektoré dávate len ako záťaž na papiere alebo na projektor, aby vám dobre svietilo.
I just want us to look at how Jesus started his ministry and take some tips from him.
A ja by som sa chcel, aby sme sa pozreli na to, ako Pán Ježiš začal jeho službu, aby sme si od neho zobrali príklad.
So let's get started.
Takže začneme.
So we're going to be in Matthew chapter 3 verse, and we're going to look at verses, the first little section, verse 13 through the end.
Čiže budeme v Matúšovi v 3. kapitole od 13. si pozrieme do konca.
And I'll read it in English and Ivetka read in Slovak.
Čiže ja to prečítam v angličtine a Ivetka v slovenčine.
So let's get started. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you come to me. And Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water, and at that moment heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased.
Tedy prišiel Ježiš z Galilei k Jordánu, ku Jánovi, aby sa mu dal pokrstiť. On mu však odporoval a povedal, Ja by som sa mal dať pokrstiť tebe, a ty prichodíš ku mne? Ale Ježiš mu odpovedal, Nechaj to teraz, lebo tak sa nám slúži naplniť všetku spravodlivosť. Povolil mu teda. Keď bol Ježiš pokrstený, hneď vystúpil z vody a hľa, otvorili sa nebesá a videl Ducha Božieho, ktorý zostupoval ako holubica a prichádzal na neho. A hľa, z neba bolo počuť hlas. Toto je môj milovaný syn, ktorom sa mi zaľúbilo.
Right, thanks. We know from Mark's gospel that Jesus is coming from Nazareth. He's coming from his home.
Z Markovho evanjelia vieme, že Ježiš prichádza z Nazareta, zo svojho domova.
And we see that he's coming here intentionally to be baptized by his cousin John the Baptist.
A vieme, že jeho úlohou bolo tu prísť a dať sa pokrstiť, že to bolo jeho cieľom.
We know John's baptism is a baptism of repentance and forgiveness.
Vieme, že Jánov krst bol krst pokania a odpustenia.
He was this radical guy who was calling people to get ready for God.
Bol to taký radikálny človek, ktorý volal ľudí, aby sa pripravili na to, čo Pán Boh pripravuje pre nich.
And my question that came to my mind is, well, why is Jesus doing this? Why is he getting baptized? You know, he's, what does he have to repent for?
A moja otázka bola, že prečo sa Ježiš prichádzal dať pokrstiť? Že na čo on sa musí kajať, z čoho?
You know, he doesn't need this, does he?
On to nepotrebuje.
But we see that he is very determined to be baptized by his cousin John.
Ale vidíme, že je veľmi zanietený alebo odovzdaný tomu, aby sa dal pokrstiť aj Jánovi.
And basically what I think it comes down to this is that baptism is this outward sign of something inward.
A čo je vlastne krst, keď si to zoberieme, je to vonkajší prejav niečoho, čo sa vo vnútri odohralo.
Because John was preaching this message and baptism was the way that people responded to his message.
Pretože Ján, keď kázal nejaké posolstvo, tak krstom ľudia reagovali na to posolstvo, ktoré mal.
It's how they identified with it.
To je, ako sa s tým zotožnili.
And we see that Jesus, through this act, he's identifying with that message that John had.
A takisto aj Pán Ježiš sa stotožňuje s tým posolstvom, ktoré Ján mal.
He said, yeah, this is a great message.
A hovorí, že toto je super posolstvo.
You know, turn back to God and be forgiven.
Otočte sa, alebo navráti sa naspäť Bohu a nech vám je odpustené.
We see that John here doesn't want to give Jesus his baptism.
A vidíme, že Ján nechcel ani Pána Ježiša pokrstiť týmto krstom.
In one of the other gospels, he says, you know, you should baptize me. Yeah. Oh, that's right. See, actually, in this one.
A v iných evanjeliách, v tomto je napísané, že ty by si mňa mal pokrstiť.
John will say it elsewhere, you know, I'm not even unworthy to untie his sandal.
A v ďalších hovorí, že nie som ani hodný, aby som ho rozviazal remienok na jeho sandál.
But Jesus says, you know, we have to do this, John, because this is going to fulfill righteousness. This is going to fulfill prophecy.
Ale Pán Ježiš mu hovorí, že musíme to spraviť, aby sme naplnili spravodlivosť, že toto naplní určité proroctvo.
If you look at the ministry of Jesus, Jesus was constantly fulfilling prophecies.
A ak si všimnete službu Pána Ježiša, tak on neustále naplňal určité proroctvo.
He had a game plan of where he was going and what he was to do.
Mal určitý plán hry, odkiaľ išiel a kam išiel.
And,
a čo robil?
And this was the he's ticking off the first thing he's got to do. This is
ako keby mal taký zoznam veci, že čo musí spraviť, asi odhačikoval, ktoré už spravil a ktoré ešte mu zostávali.
You know, I got to do this.
Toto treba spraviť, spravené.
And we see what happens when he does, right?
A vidíme, že keď to spraví, že čo sa potom stane.
Says, heaven tears open.